Amy, please introduce Renee Stelic, who is the mom of the Ugly Duckling.
Well, this is Renee, and she is playing the character Ida, who has this, the moment we see her on stage, she's in this marriage. She's hatching, I think it's her first batch of ducklings. There's a little nest full of eggs, and we get to see them hatch on stage and see what emerges. And mostly they're what she expects. And then there's a surprise. There's this little duckling who doesn't look like any duckling she's ever seen before. And then she brings him into the duck yard, and all the ducks react and say, "What is going on there?"
Hi, Renee.
Yeah. Hi. Good morning.
And tell us a little bit about yourself. What year are you, and what else do you do at YHS?
I am a senior this year, and I have been involved in 11 out of the 12 shows that I've been able to do at my years at Yankton High School. So theater is a very big part of my life. It's something I've always loved to do, but I'm involved in band, choir, of course, theater, and I'm also part of the Bring Change to Mind mental health group.
Go back to the first production that you were ever a part of. What got you on stage, and what was that?
So my first ever production, I was in second grade, and I was in my school's production of Fiddler on the Roof, and it was an excellent experience. I made a lot of friends, and that's kind of where my theater experience grew. I've always loved to do it ever since then. I started as a dancer, and then I kind of just worked my way into singing, and so it's something that I've grown into, and it's something I really love.
So you're a senior. I'm not the first person to ask this. What's next for Renee in life?
So I will also be going to USD, and I will be double majoring in musical theater and broadcast journalism.
I like that. What are people going to like about this production, do you think?
This production, it's a lighthearted, fun production. You've got a lot of good music, a lot of good acting, a lot of comedic moments, but it also touches on some really deep and emotional themes. And it's just a good, lighthearted journey throughout family and family bonds and family relationships. So it's a very fun experience, for sure.
So there's you and Clark, and I don't expect you to name everybody, but who are some of the other major players that will be on stage that should get a mention here this morning?
One of our other major players is Isabella Kerner, and she plays our cat, who's kind of the villain. She comes in, and without spoiling too much, she antagonizes Clark and the Ugly Duckling quite a bit throughout the show. And you also have Joshua Horn, who plays Drake, who is my husband, who doesn't exactly see eye to eye with me on our son. And you have Julia Reyes, who plays the bullfrog, and she kind of teaches Clark that it doesn't matter what you look like, someone's going to love you eventually. Then you've got Jackson Lawrence and Brianna Bowman, and they play Dot and
Greylag.
And they're the geese who kind of, they back Clark up. They're like, "We're going to help you any way we can." So those are some of the major players that we've got going on this year.
Renee, I've been in this business for a long time. As well-spoken as you are, you're going to do really well in what you're headed for at USD, okay?
Thank you.
Really well. Amy, Julie, you guys have a great group, don't you?
We really do. This is a super talented group. I was just looking this morning. We've got 11 seniors. Mm. And you know, the seniors sort of set the tone for how the production's going to unfold. They are a talented group. They are dedicated, disciplined. It's going to be fun.
Julie, any final thoughts on this production?
It is the most affordable show in town, so you should really not hesitate to come see this show. And you can afford to see it more than once. I think tickets are $5 for adults, $3 for students.
And senior citizens.
And senior citizens, and free if you have an activity pass. So
wonderful.
Come see the show and enjoy.
Tickets at the door, Amy?
Tickets at the door. Tickets go on sale at 6 o'clock each night, and then the show starts at 7.
All right, last question. What do we need to do to get you guys to keep going and doing this and just not call it quits? How much? What's it going
to
take?
I need to be about 5 years younger, maybe 10.
Could we time travel and reverse
time travel? Yeah.
Time travel.
That would be great.
Thanks for all the time that you've put into the productions and the impact that you've made and whatever's next. Wish you both the best.
Thank you so much.
All right. It's coming up this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, and then Monday of next week, Honk Jr. at YHS. We'll be back with the good news story of the day next.